chase that team, get down early and be chasing it most of the time.
Yeah, we chased it all night. It's an offensive team, good transition. Their line of center is one of the best in the league. 4-4-20 in the faceoffs in the offensive zone. You're chasing the puck. 41% total for the game. It starts there.
Yeah, and they would, every time you get close, you get one, they'd come back with another one. Those are tough to overcome.
Yeah, they made the playoffs last year. That's a team that's they're a good defensive team, and with their skating, their offensive ability to make plays, and their skating ability makes it. Makes it hard to play against when we have the puck too, because they're transitioning and they're quick to. But we've been chasing it all night.
Betsy, not the way you draw it up, but how tough was the turnover on the first shift, first puck Tarasov faces in like 9 months in the league?
Yeah, no, that's a mistake. That's I know we hold our players accountable, and he knows that's something we can't do.
With Ken going back to I guess it would be opponents being able to counter the goals that you guys score. It's kind of been something that's happened, I think, for a lot of the season in some of these losses. I mean, when you score a goal, it's supposed to be momentum builder, right?
Yeah.
Like, so how do you fix that, or how do you address that where going forward so that this isn't happening?
This is all about understanding what it takes to win hockey games. You score a goal, your next shift wants to be, you want to be in the offensive zone. So that's the process of the growth we're talking about, learning those situation, the score, the clock, understanding the tempo of the game, the momentum of the game, and that's a big one that we need to learn.
As you flipped, or you moved Fantilli back with Corrali and Olivier, like, what was the thinking?
I thought Fantilli was fighting tonight, like he was fighting the puck, things weren't going like it used to, so I wanted to give so after that turnover, I thought Johnny was pretty good. I wanted to give them guys that were going, and I thought Tex was moving right.
Quickly going back to what you're just talking about with those situations, knowing the situation, you did mention face-offs, obviously. Is there one area where you can look at that's common thread between a lot of these things, or is it just multiple things?
What do you mean?
Well, so like when you score a goal, they come down and score
yeah.
a goal right away. Is it kind of, can you look at it and say, well, we're losing face-offs on that, you know, ensuing face-off? And
yeah, that's part of it.
Yeah.
That's certainly part of it. There's different different reasons why it happens, but losing that face-off doesn't help because the other team, they want to do the same thing. So you get scored against, the next shift you want to be on the forecheck. You score a goal, the next shift you want to be on the forecheck. So that battle right in the middle, that face-off is really important. Thank you.
Thank you. We are off tomorrow, 11 a.m. on Monday.
11
or?
Yeah.
Good work. Actually, we can finish. Okay, so